Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome into the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us on what is going to be a Louisiana Sportsman Show kind of weekend. We'll give you the rundown of all the activities as they convert the Louisiana Superdome, or known as the Mercedes-Benz Superdome now, from a football field or other venture into a paradise for sportsmen. Boats, motors, trailers, hunting, fishing guides, dock dogs, a whole list of things going on all weekend long, and we'll run it down for you. In fact, we're going to have show director Jack Fisher join us this morning and kind of give us an update on what you'll see if you're planning on making it there before, after, or maybe tomorrow if you're not going to be fishing then. Well, Barry is gone. He didn't last long as a hurricane, but boy, he sure hung around to give us enough problems with high tides and surges and in some areas some rain. We're going to kind of do a recon mission. I did that on my WWL TV Fish and Game Report. I went out and found some speckled trout, continuing to be in Grand Isle, which has been one of the hot spots. But also, there's been a kind of a rejuvenation from that salt water that came in during the surge, brought in some good clean water, brought in some bait, and speckled trout fishing has picked up in a lot of areas where it was a little bit sluggish before the storm. I've also got good news for our Alabama red snapper anglers and listeners. They are going to extend the red snapper season. I'll have details on that. And if you know of any infrastructure damage that fellow sportsmen need to be aware of, text it into us at 870-870. That's our text board. Comes right here to the studio. Remains open for the entire show. Comments, questions, anything you want to share with us. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what's going on. Now, last show was not last week because Barry preempted us last week, but the week before that, I had talked about the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division Operation Dry Water. This is a special hyped-up effort to get out on the water and look for BUI or DUI, boating under the influence. Well, some people didn't get that message. They must not have been listening. And we got some bad boys and girls of the outdoors who were busted for BUIs. We'll tell you all about that. Plus, our outdoor calendar of events has been sent to us from you and asking that we share it with the audience. And if you want to do that, go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the contact button and send me a flyer or details, the whole thing, the when, where, who, why, how much of your event. And we'll be glad to give you as much time as we can. We're also going to take a look at the coastal marine forecast. Boy, what a change from last Saturday. It's very good. Plus, we're going to tell you about next week's show. In fact, the next 2 weeks, we're going to be on the road. In 2 weeks, we will be hearing this show from Soldotna, Alaska, on the banks of the Kenai River. Our Bayou Wild TV team is returning. This will be my 14th year of going to the Gone Fishing Lodge. And we'll be telling you and reporting and showing you all the wonderful things that go on in Alaska. Now, next week is a little special program, too. We're going to be at the location in Lacombe, Bayou Adventures, as we celebrate 30 years of this network radio program. Started in last Saturday in July, 1989. And there's been a lot of Saturdays in between that and now. And we got some old footage of some photographs. We've got some voices you'll hear from the past, some of the highlights from some of our past shows. But mostly, I would love to hear from you listeners. You can text us next week. We'll give out the phone number and call and tell us some of your memorable moments about listening to the show. I hear that from a lot of people, things that they were doing, and they kind of relate that when they were doing it, they happened to be listening on the radio. A lot of landmarks happened in those past 30 years, and we'll kind of take a little stroll back in time. All right, that coastal marine forecast, if you are headed out today, boy, I mean, we've had some slack seas and flat waters. Southwest winds today, 6 to 12. Tomorrow, south 6 to 12, about 1 to 2 feet offshore, interior lakes and bays. Also going to have some pretty calm conditions. Good time to get out there and get some fish, and we're going to try to help you find them. We'll get our field reporters. In fact, coming out of this break, Robbie Campo in Shell Beach. We'll see how the storm, actually when it went by him, it was a tropical storm Barry, maybe even a depression. And then it lasted all of about 2 hours as a hurricane. So Barry is out of here. Time to get back to our summertime fishing. And we'll do it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And at this time on a Saturday morning, we take you down to a legend in St. Bernard. I'm telling you, it's the Campos Marina, been servicing fishermen for, Robbie, how many years? When did your daddy first, I mean your grandpa, Blackie, first open up the marina down there? Do you have any idea?
Well, actually, it was my great-grandfather that started in 1903.
Wow.
15 years, been in business.
Incredible.
A long time.
Yeah, and it's in your hands.
Family operated, still doing the same thing. Yes, sir.
That's good, yeah. Dick. Great thing. You guys have been down there for a long time helping people out there and catch fish. Well, look, Robbie, the initial reports I got after Barry, the surge kind of did a little good as far as what I saw down there and what I've been hearing. What's been going on as far as maybe some speckled trout? I know they're probably not really far in like they could have been, but I think people can find them if they venture out, and the weather looks like that might be cooperative.
Well, I tell you, Don, from the south side, well, it'd actually be the east side of the dam, the outside of the dam, from the dam headed out to the rocks, Blind Lake, Dead Man's Island, up in Bay Elwha, over to Wood Comfort Island. I mean, it was a fire week, man. They caught some fish out there. It was just incredible. Long rocks was great. Short rocks was good. Even caught fish. I tell you, I even had captains that told me they caught fish up in Lake Robin, up by Lake Robin, Lake Coquille, Lake Machias. But the further south they went, they run into river water. With that said, there's river water all around the islands out there. It's all inundated to Britain Island, Five Wells, Britain Island, all that area out there is just, it's solid river water. It's dirty. We have algae bloom starting back up in Lake Bourne again. I knew it wouldn't take long. I didn't know how long it would take, but it's cranked back up in Lake Bourne. We're supposed to have some rain today. I'm not sure what the percentage of it is. I didn't catch the news last night. I was at the sportsman show. But they did catch a bunch of trout this week. Now, what's going to happen today, that all remains to be seen. But this week was really, really, really good. Live shrimp seemed to be the ticket. Guys went out there, man, they just put the hammer down on them, buddy. It was good. Oh, I had another report. If you fish, if guys that wants to run out of the regulars or whatever, Brush Island, Martin Island, that area over there had plenty of fish on it, too. A lot of throwbacks in it, but still had a lot of trout over in that area. So if the guys are, running across the lake and, wants to venture out that way towards Isla Pete, Creel Gap, got plenty of fish over there, too, to just add a lot of pick-throughs with them. But as far as that goes, we had a really, really good week. I hope today is going to be one of those good days. This morning, anyway, you guys can get out there and catch some fish and get it done early because it's, boy, I tell you, Don, it's some hot.
Oh, I know. You have to tell me. Robbie, it's amazing how different things are. From where you are to the west, I mean, algal blooms, it's perfect conditions. You get those flat, calm seas, those hot, sunny days, it busts. And the spillway is still open, so there's more and more river water pouring in. But as you get out to the east of you, the further you go, there's a lot of good trout fishing out there. And we had the full moon, the days before and after a moon are some of the best. The tide's been running pretty good. I would think people, if they're willing to put the time in and get out to those places you just mentioned, they're going to catch some trout today.
Oh yeah, there ain't no doubt. You're going to catch some fish there. It's just, is the weather going to cooperate today to do that? I looked on the radar earlier when I got here this morning, and I did see some lightning out there. So I looked on the radar and I saw some squalls out that way. So I'm not sure if that's just going to break up and, and dissipate or whatever. If you're going to be able to get a chance to get out there, you may get wet, may not. Who knows? Well, if you do get wet, you probably feel good because, boy, I tell you, Jesus Christ, it feels like it's 95 already.
Monday, I think, was the worst day for that because that that tropical feel, that hot, humid, heavy air. And look, I had a tree went down. It was a tree dying anyway. And look, I had to get out there with the chainsaw and cut that thing up Monday. man, I was questioning my sanity. Boy, I was miserable out there. And you know how ants love willow trees, So that was no picnic.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell you, as far as the storm, the water, levels here. We had about a garbage can of debris to pick up, and I tell you, man, I thank God, because usually we got 2 weeks of cleanup around here, you know, after one of these little high tides like that. We got, you know, it's just debris and marsh grass, and you know the story.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I saw some guy I know, Marty Lacoste, had over in Cocotree that way. They had 10 feet of grass they had to deal with, and man, it was a mess. And you know, you get Congo snakes wrapped up in it, cotton mouse wrapped up in it. You know the story. I tell you, it's a nightmare. But I just thank God that it went further west, you know, like it did, and we didn't get all that stuff, man. Because I tell you, I about had my fill of cleaning up grasses around this place for the last few years. We've been getting it. You know, we usually get the debris, boy. I mean, we get it bad here. And we didn't get anything. We had just a little, like I said, a little garbage can of stuff to pick up. And that was, man, we back in action.
Well, that's great. Now, what about the shrimp situation? Should people stop on Parrish Road?
If you're coming down a little bit later this morning, you're going to want to stop on Parrish, see David, or go over by a friendly fisherman over there by Tony. If not, you come down, you can go catch one of our boats right here in the channel if you want to do that. That's up to you guys, however they want to do it. But I want everybody to have them. So if you're coming down, and it's still they won't live in the bayou. So on this side of the dam, Don, it's 2.6, it's 0.266 parts per thousand. On the other side, it's 5.77. So the dam does break that. It's like a salinity blocker.
Right.
If the 5.77 was here, that, we wouldn't have no problem, what I mean? But on the other side, and that was checked day before yesterday. So, I don't think the salinity changed that much just in the last day or so. Yeah. But
they need to put a gate in that dam, and then the Corps promised they were going to do it. But, that's another subject for another day,
I just say dig the whole damn out.
Well, that might be, that would probably be. Because for the good it's doing, we sure wouldn't miss it if it wasn't there, that's for sure.
No, right. And another thing is, if you're not going fishing today and you're doing a sportsman show, I went last night. Man, a lot of great deals there. Products that we all use,
Was the air conditioning working good? That's what I want to know. The air conditioning was chilly, huh?
Working really,
you had to bring
really
a jacket?
Yes. No, not really. But I tell you what, it felt really good in there, Like VersaMax caulks, good rod drills, whatever you're trying to buy. They got it there, man. They got some great deals on stuff. If you're not going fishing today, go to the sports.
I'll stop in after. It's open late. It'll be open late.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go see it. Weed Custom Calls, man. They got a lot of great stuff. A lot of great deals. I went last night. I tell you, man. They got a beautiful setup in that dome, man. They do a really, really, really good job with that. So. If anybody, if anybody's going fishing today early and you want to go to a sportsman show, don't miss it. It's really something to see. Good, you enjoy it.
All right. Sounds like a good doubleheader. See Robbie, get your shrimp, go catch your trout, and then head for the dome. Nice way to spend a Saturday,
absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, Robbie. Right. Glad to hear y'all made out so well down there. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Coming back after this, the man they call Toe for short, Toefield Bourgeois. He's down in Lafitte. We'll find out how they made out with the storm and if it's helped the fishing. I was fishing not too far. Made a run to Hackberry in Manila Village during the week and found a few fish out there. Water looked gorgeous and full of bait. Got to be trout out there. We'll find out the real deal right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, our Louisiana man who was at ICAST and then flew directly into the jaws of Barry, right there in Lafitte and Barataria. Tofio, how did Barry treat you guys down there?
Well, one more inch of that little tidal surge, just as a wind-driven wind, whatever you want to call it, wind-driven water, would have got us, cuz. It got some people down here, so lower Lafitte's a little lower than me. So definitely some people got water in their homes, and it definitely erupted everything here in this little community. But they were sandbagging for about 4 days down here. A lot of people put in their time, a lot of guys and girls went out sandbagging and kind of got our little levee a little bit higher. So it helped, man. One more day, one more day of that storm kind of pausing would have got us. So, I mean, it was as close as it can be. You know, so it's kind of scary that dying for a minute because I've been flooded four times. It's like, I don't want number five.
I know what you mean.
Not fun. Not fun at all. But for this one, we did okay. You know, so I'm sure there'll be more to talk about as the season progresses. We're definitely nowhere near out the woods. You know, it's living down here in the bayou. It's kind of the way it is. You know, my slab is 3'2" above sea level. But it's higher than New Orleans.
Yeah, but you don't have a levee and pumps around you either, though.
No, and that's the only issue I got. So we'll see.
All right, well, what about the fishing? Has it improved it the last couple of days?
Yeah, the action fishing has done really well. Now, the day after we got back and kind of Barry settled down, we went took a little run out there and found a lot of bait, a lot of things, but it was just a little too stirred up. We didn't really do good, you know, right when we got back in. And so, yeah, I guess it was on Monday. But since then, every day's gotten better. A lot of good reports and good fishing coming from Barataria Bay and, like I said, backside of Grand Isle, the area where you fish. Tuesday, Wednesday you was out there?
That was Thursday. It was Thursday, but I left out of Grand Isle and came to the east.
Right. Yeah, so y'all running to the north, we running to the south.
Yeah, we started at Queen Bess and went from there. Ended up on Manila Village and made the circle back, yeah.
Right, so you caught a lot of little fish, huh?
Oh, God, you know it, man. Tons and tons of little trout. Yeah. There's no problem with the juvenile recruitment out in that area anyway.
Now, did you notice that mostly males now?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, same deal. So, you know, so the thing is, it's a question of this. So, as you know, salinity levels play a role in everything, from crabs to speckled trout. You know, most female trout, I think, is 11 parts per thousand salinity. They really, that's the lowest they'll go to release their eggs. Crabs, same thing. I haven't seen many crabs out by the island, just a handful. I mean, normally this time of year, I should not be able to fish some areas because the crabs are so thick. So I think salinity levels have a lot to do with it. The last few days, honestly, the last few weeks, most of all my fish have been catching out by the islands, all males. Yesterday, we had two guys, we threw topwater all day, caught a bunch of big trout, all males, no females. So, I mean, it's all right. Kind of good that we're catching, I don't mind taking a lot of bucks out. But I am a little concerned about where's the girls. So is Mother Nature saying, hey, salinity levels are low. This is not your area to do it. Because, you know, if they release the eggs in this, say, fresh water, they will sink and the crop will die. So is Mother Nature pushing them out, you know, keeping somewhere else, deep out in the Gulf, making it happen? So that's what I'm hoping for. So that's what my fingers are crossed, is that the low salinity levels is keeping, say, the big breeding girls out where actually the crop will be good. So yesterday on my floats of the plane, I couldn't tell if it was crab or speckled trout, but the floats loaded with eggs, just microscopically little bitty eggs. You know, so something's releasing something out there. So Mother Nature's doing its thing, you know, and so we'll see. So it's just crazy that you know, you don't normally catch big trout that are males. I mean, you probably can count them on one hand. You caught a big trout over 3 pounds that was grumping. And most times, always big females. So we'll see, man. See what happens. But today, I think we're running with 9 boats today. And so I was going to chase trout on Barataria Bay. So I'm going to do redfish. So everyone has a different game plan. But as far as like from here, like Captain Dave went out there and went to the beach, caught a lot of bull reds, caught a lot of trout. He said, same thing. Well, it looked gorgeous. In fact, today, I'm probably going to go fly in the Empire because of the big storm sitting on my islands right now. So I think I'm going to be kind of forced to go more, you know, more to the west, which I really haven't flew there this year. But we're going to see because we're getting good reports all the way to the mouth of the river, you know, since the storm. So kind of like we talk about, the storm does bring in, you know, say, threat, you know, more water height, more nutrition, more bait, and along that follows. You have the prey, the predator will follow. So it's kind of like, it's good. If everyone's catching fish, it's good for us on that side. But we just don't like the fact that some people do get affected, get flooded by these storms. But the pleasure of living down in southeast Louisiana, Don.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it was close, but not in. You know, you got to be thankful for that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to find you. I know you got the Towfield Tuesday thing. You got a website. You're a high-tech, man. Tell them all that stuff you got.
No doubt. Well, yeah, definitely. Check us out, guys, on the website, NewOrleansFishing.com. You can check us out there. On Tuesday is Towfield Tuesday at 6:30. We pretty much do just a live video of whatever the topic we could change as we go. And it's on the Josie hotline, 504-341-5614. Give her a shout. Get your days lined up. Whatever you want to do, from frogging to fishing to crabbing to swamp tours to getting a massage down here on the bike. You got it set up.
All right.
All right, guys.
Take care of yourself. We'll see you next week.
All right, man.
There he goes, the Louisiana man who fishes with a padonkadonk. Wonder what it is? Look it up. We'll be back right after this and tell you what's going on with our outdoor opinion poll and also what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV Season 3. Back to do it right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, good news for Alabama red snapper fishermen. Their season has been extended, and the reason is because some inclement weather, the catch was held back a little bit, so they keep the management program going and have an accurate count up to date as closely as they can, and when they see that there's the quota is not going to be caught within that time, they can actually add days. So these extra days are going to begin on Thursday, August 1st, and run till midnight on Monday, August 5th. Those five extra days are the result of lower-than-expected landings, and that was due to the inclement weather. Now, Louisiana red snapper fishermen, if you want to know our situation, 57% of the allocation had been caught, which was 466,000 pounds. Now, this is through July 7th, so there's some fish yet to be tallied. Now, nobody fished snapper and caught last weekend. Remember, our seasons are only open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So it's going to be open for a while. Our total quota is 816,000 and some change. So we're a little over halfway there through July 7th without too many being caught in the last couple of weeks. So as we head into the summer and the early fall, the season will keep going. And that's the difference in managing fish as opposed to wildlife. You know, can you imagine? They say, well, you know, you had some warm days and the ducks really weren't flying, so we're going to be able to extend the season, give you some extra days. Or turkey season, you know, it was a real rainy, stormy, lightning and thunder weekend, so nobody went, and so we can let you hunt another week. Nah, ain't going to happen with the game, but it does with fish. All right, right after this quick pause, going to tell you what's coming up on Season 3 of Bayou Wild TV, right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Bayou Wild TV, this week's program is entitled Kids Camp and Frogging. There was a kids camp, you know, they have different camps for kids during the summer. This is an outdoor-oriented camp, and it was held in Eunice. And Martha Spencer, my co-host, went down there with Chris LeCocq and did a really nice feature on it. Then we're going to take you back to Kaplan, where we went frogging and show you some frog-catching action. A lot of fun. We took a couple kids and had a great time at Crawfish Haven. Then we even had a better time. We brought them in and fried some frog legs, and we show you how to do that on this week's show, which you can catch on our Cox Sports TV. It's going to be on tomorrow at 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 7 p.m., which is the regular time. I got some news that we will be changing our time, our Sunday broadcast on WUPL in New Orleans, Channel 54, which airs at 4 a.m. on Sundays. It's now going to be 4 a.m. on Saturdays. So we're going to have a lot of ways to watch us on Saturday mornings. Also at 6:30 on Channel 2 in Baton Rouge, you can catch it. And next week, beginning on Thursday, we start our new show, and it's a preview all about Season 3, which is right upon us now. And some of the features you'll see that are previews will be a preview of our fishing trip with Dutch Prager, a legend of Louisiana fishing, an elk hunt, and also our trip to Cajun Lures, where we actually had our own personalized lures made. Then there's also a preview of Ride the Bull, a guy who may be going to the Olympics from Louisiana, a skeet shooter, Josh Raley. We'll show you his feature. Gyotaku, I think I can say that. Do you know what that is? The Japanese art of, I call it poor man's taxidermy. Great feature. That's going to be highlighted. And then on the cooking, we preview elk burgers, pheasant chowder, and air frying fish, which I tried this weekend. And let me tell you, no oil, no grease, clean and crispy. Great way. And not just fish, there's other things too. Anyway, catch it. Bayou Wild TV. And, of course, you can watch it on YouTube anytime you like. Go to our webpage, BayouWildTV.com, and you can go back and catch every episode that you may have missed. And that's starting to pile up as we head now into Season 3. All right, right after this, we come back. Jeff Brule's got a freshwater fishing report. See what the tropical surge and storm surge from Barry, how it impacted freshwater fishing, if at all. Jeff's report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Big Boss Bass Fishing Report is brought to you by Berkley, a division of Pure Fishing. You know them, Berkley line of gulp baits. They got them for the crappie, the bass, the inshore and offshore saltwater. Lines of all type, whether you use mono, braid, fluorocarbon, plus thousands of fishing accessories. Everything from those useful handy-dandy catfish flippers to hand scales to fillet knives. If it's for fishing, you can bet Berkley has it. They are a division of Pure Fishing. Good morning, Jeff. Well, I guess we need to start with the basin because that's where it seemed like most of the surge happened. Do you think that's going to have a negative or positive or no impact on the fishing there?
It's just going to take time. It's just kind of like a storm hangover. The water's pretty high everywhere last week and pushes fish and the minnows and the bait all back into the pockets in the woods. But the river is still at 7 feet at Morgan City, so you still got high water on that side. But the Verrett Marsh side is the best area to try if you're going to go down in that area. And if you look at the Mississippi, we're starting to get a slow fall in it, but it's still expect a few more months of high water in the basin. And then you add the summertime heat to that, so you need to go early and slow down your presentations with, you know, weightless worms and some light Texas rigs to catch a few fish. But you can get out in Verrett and some of the marsh areas and catch some panfish, catfish, and bass if that's what you desire to do this weekend.
Jeff, what about those areas, those marshes and all that adjacent to Lake Bourne and some of them off the banks of Pontchartrain? That's all so fresh right now. That's got to help the bass fishing in those areas.
Yeah, it's good. I went to Chef Pass area this week, but it was an afternoon trip, and the high tide was about 4 o'clock this week. And the water looked good, but there was a lot of floating grass everywhere. You can tell the storm kind of churned up some things, but the water was clean. We caught some bass, but my morning trips have been a lot better. But you talk about the local areas, the rivers, the Pearl is at 11 foot, and it's still high. Some of these, like Tickfaw and all those areas, are still faced with some muddy water over there. And the storm surge just pushed a lot of water and the rain backed it up into the woods. So you're just going to have to give it probably till middle of the week to see the Pearl start falling back down and some of these rivers get clear. But that marsh area down the intercoastal and Mystico is got a few reds and got plenty of small bass in it. I've seen some schools of bass come up, popping shad, minnows, and they're not big. You know, you might catch one 12 inches to 10 to 12 inches, but they're just fun. And it's just a good option to go and pretty close to home, so I like going down there.
Jeff, as we head into these dog days of summer, any bait tips you could give us for people to use during this time of the year?
Yeah, if I'm hunting for fish or I'm in some kind of some clear water areas, I just like to swim the plastics around. It's just kind of rig them, a Texas rig. You can peg the weight if you want to. And instead of just bouncing it on the bottom or dragging it, you just use a slow, steady retrieve just to cover the water. You're just trying to find some reaction bites and find some fish. Yeah, you can use a crawfish, a curl tail worm, or any of those type of baits, and just pretty much work it similar to a spinner bait. Just keep it off the bottom and slow, steady retrieve. And it's good for grass areas. You can reel it on top. It doesn't hang up as much in the grass, and I'll use like that Berkley chigger craw and reel it on top, and it's like a buzz bait, or sometimes I'll slow it down through the grass, and it'll go in areas where you can't get a spinner bait, you know, just fouls up the blade, but you can get that chigger craw through there, and a lot of times you're just getting reaction bites, and a lot of times that'll add a few fish to live well on a slow day.
I love those blow-ups on top, too. Jeff, I know they've got a little kids tournament going on up on the Boga Chit, I think, this morning.
Lock One, Lunkers and Liars are having a little free tournament this morning. You can get up there. They still have time. They think they fished about safe light to about 11, and they got all kind of little prizes and help for the kids. So if you're not doing anything, that'd be a good option to go take your youngster to learn about fishing. You don't have to have any experience. Just go up there and talk to the guys. They'll be more than happy to help you. But we do have another tournament coming up, Ascension Area Anglers 5th Annual Bass Tournament. That's going to be August 17th at Dauron's. It's a $100 entry fee, and they use that money to help send people to the Bass Nation tournaments and stuff. So it's a fundraiser for that club. It's a good event, and hopefully, you know, as the basin starts falling and the water starts falling, that we're going to get better reports out of that area.
Yeah, I think when it starts to make that move, boy, it's going to turn it on like crazy, you know.
Good water
coming out of there.
Yeah, no, you know, nobody's putting any pressure on those fish for almost, since I've been about a year. It says last September when the river came up in Mississippi, and I was down in Venice, and it pretty much shut that fishing down. So you've had almost a whole year where, you know, there's certain areas you can go catch a fish here and there, but just the public pressure on those bass have been almost nothing in a year. So I'm hoping that they've spawned a little bit and there's plenty of fish, and it might just be crazy this fall. You just never know.
Yep. Right there on Highway 70 is Dwaron's. Got a great launch and also a really good store, really equipped with a lot of stuff you need. See Larry Dwaron, and I'm sure they got the applications for that Ascension Area Bass Tournament that's going to be coming up on the 17th of August. Jeff, thanks for the report, my friend. We appreciate it as always, and we will catch up with you next time.
All right, thanks, Don.
All righty, Jeff Brule, there he goes. Coming up next, Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He took a little bit of a break. Got a chance to fish with one of his guys this week, Captain Evan Michel. I'll tell you what, he don't miss a beat. Daryl will be confident he can take off some time because little guy Evan knows what he's doing. Great guy to fish with, too. We'll be back to talk more about fishing in Grand Isle. It's been good, been the shining star of the Louisiana coast all year long. Back with Daryl after this timeout. And let's take a little trip down to Grand Isle, talk to Captain Daryl Carpenter of realscreamers.com. Daryl, when I went down there with your guy, Evan, we kind of did a recon mission. You know, everybody was wondering, where did the trout go? Are they scattered? Are they on the beach? Did they come back? Did it push them up to the north? And we pumped and bumped around. Didn't spend a lot of time doing it. And picked up some nice trout down there. But one thing was very noticeable. The water was beautiful. It's loaded with bait. And there are a lot of small fish out there. What has happened since I was there on Thursday?
Don, other than that, the only other thing we did was we found where they were kind of schooled up a little bit, had a really good day yesterday. Headed back there this morning, we got squalls around us a little bit, so you're having to kind of bounce around some of them. But, you know, we got a little bit of a south wind blowing this morning, but it opened everything up. I mean, everything's fine. The beach is going to be able to, you know, you're going to be able to access the beach. The back's going to be calm as it could be. The fish are here now. Yesterday, as the day went on, you know, early morning was one thing, but you know, as the day went on, they went deep, so you had to move everything to a Carolina rig and on the bottom. Carolina rig was out fishing a carp, probably 6-1.
Now, were you on the front side on the beach, or were you back up in by the islands?
No, we were on the oyster reefs behind the island.
Okay.
He started off right here behind the island and worked his way east. I did one of those gorilla trips coming back from Tennessee yesterday, and Evan ran the helm, and like I said, he started off right here behind Grand Isle, worked his way east, and every oyster reef there was, the Independence Reef, the Saturday Island Reef, everything had fish on it. I think he ended up today and even stumbled onto a school of redfish at one point. So I think he ended up today like 2 or 3 trout short of his limit and 7 or 8 reds mixed in with it.
Well, sounds like Grand Isle has not missed a beat from what it was before that. You know, it was strange, though. They would not touch a croaker. They wanted shrimp. Has that changed?
No. Same thing as yesterday. That pattern continued into yesterday. They just want shrimp. And, man, the shrimp are thick. We are catching just buku shrimp. Mm-hmm. They're really thick. They're everywhere. The shrimp look healthy. As long as this weather doesn't run them out of the marsh and lets them hang around for a little while, we ought to have a really good later part of the summer.
Now, he's been telling me you've been catching a lot of crabs. The crabs have been running down on the island. This is a good time for people to get down there. And particularly, they reopened up Elmer's Island if somebody wants to go down on the surf and catch some crabs.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we've been doing is setting traps in the back. So, I mean, I really hadn't paid attention to what's going on at the beach. I know the beach has been kind of hit and miss. But I mean, a lot of that's been weather related. I mean, when you've got that hard south wind or that hard southwest wind, you know, it's kind of hard to put crab traps out there on that beach.
Yep. What about anything else? Offshore fishing? Probably a few people starting to get back out there. And from everything I hear, the snapper just, it's thick, you can't get through them.
Boats head on. Well, there was a lot of offshore boats headed out this morning. You know, having been on vacation for the last week, I really don't have my pulse on what's happened this past week. I don't think anybody got out with Barry. So, when it ended up, there was grass mats everywhere, dolphins still everywhere. I don't see any reason why that had changed. It may have scattered that grass some, but they ought to be out there thick.
And what about infrastructure? Any damage to any launches, marinas, bait shops? And is there any trash you see floating around out there that boaters need to be aware of?
No, Don, I will tell you, our marsh took a nasty hit, though. I mean, driving down yesterday and riding around in the boat yesterday afternoon, you can tell the marsh really got beat up real bad out of the storm. But I hadn't seen any infrastructure damage. There's been, you know, all the bait shops are open, got plenty of bait. Anything you need is there.
Well, a lot of that brush on those islands got burned by the salt. It was obvious. You know, it looks like dead winter on some of those islands right now.
Yes, it does. And some of them aren't there anymore. So, yeah, this storm, this storm battered us pretty good.
Darryl, give us your contact information if somebody wants to hook up and get a trip down to the island this summer.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
Sounds like a good idea to me, and give Captain Evan another thanks for us. We really enjoyed our trip with him down there. You got a great guy
working. I'll do it, Don.
All right, my friend. See you next time. That is Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, I got a few text messages in. This one says, will Miss Martha ever be back with you on this show? We love listening to just you, but she's a great addition. You compliment each other well. Thanks. Yes, I miss her too. I tell you what, can't get her out of the boat. She's had a really good year of booking trips. You know, she works offshore out of Venice, and she's been spearfishing this weekend and got a wedding to go to. But, yeah, she's going to be back. Now, next week, my daughter is going to be co-hosting. I know a lot of you enjoy listening to her, Cherie. In fact, if you look on my website, we have a picture, an old radio show picture posted of she and I back in the early days. I don't think it's full 30 years ago, but it's probably either 28 or 29. Take a look at it. Go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and also cast your vote for who is the real Captain Quint. Because we got one of them going to be talking to us coming up after the top of the hour. We got bad boys and girls caught drinking and boating, and a whole lot more what you and I love to talk about each and every Saturday morning on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.